Welcome back to the Playboy Morning Show.
In a second, we take you to the Playboy Club if you like to gamble. Mm. Or even if you don't, we just heard from one of our listeners won $13,000.
12,000.
12,000 listening to the Playboy Club
segment
last week. You could become a millionaire, perhaps, when we have Frank on. He's one of the five horsemen next on the Playboy Morning Show. Sexiest radio on radio.
It's the Playboy Morning Show.
Sirius 99, XM 99. The sexiest radio on radio. Playboy Radio. Sirius 99, XM 99.
This is the Playboy Morning Show.
Oh, my God. It feels so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, slow down. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's your daddy?
The sexiest radio on radio.
Hope you like gambling. Take you to the Playboy Club in a second. Meet another one of the five horsemen. Article written about them in Playboy's October issue.
Very cool.
Last week, we got a chance to meet a really cool dude who's known as the Dominator.
Oh, he was fascinating, wasn't he?
Told us all about how to make money playing craps, and not by betting on stupid shit, but by throwing the dice in a way that you can almost pretty accurately predict how they'll fall.
Yeah.
Got a whole system planned, and him and his crew, known as the Five Horsemen, would go to Vegas, take it for a ton of money.
Yeah.
They've been banned now from, they've been banned from states.
And yeah, like Mississippi or something, right?
Missouri, I'm not sure, but they can't go certain places.
Crazy.
Frank is friendly with the Dominator.
Oh, yeah.
Frank also written about in the article that you can read in the October issue or still up on Playboy.com.
Uh-huh.
And today going to help us win some money playing some other table games.
Oh, I need to know this because I'm not really a big craps player, but table games, I'm okay.
And now on the Playboy Morning Show, well, first let's get you to the Playboy Club.
Yeah.
Let's enter the Playboy Club. Where dreams are made, baby. One chip at a time.
Where fortunes are made.
Frank Scobletti on the Playboy Morning Show. Frank, it's great to have you with us.
Very good. It's great to be on.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hello.
Thoroughly enjoyed your friend, the Dominator.
Yeah.
Well, you had the best dice controller in the world on last week.
Dude, he's nuts.
And we already heard from a few of our listeners that they've been practicing the technique, but one guy said he did it and took a casino for $12,000.
Well, I hope he can keep it up.
That's the
exactly
plan.
Exactly, right?
Let's talk, you're part of this crew. And first of all, the article, Playboy, we talked about, hit that mostly last week. But you got to be pretty proud about that. It's got to be a career highlight, right?
The article in Playboy was a great thing. And by the way, the writer who was with us actually learned how to throw the dice, and he was fairly good. I mean, considering he was only able to practice for 6 weeks.
Oh, 6 weeks. Holy Lord.
Devote some time to make a couple million bucks.
For sure.
Well, let me tell you something. The casinos are not going to allow anyone to make a couple of million bucks using dice control because they will ban you. So you have to be a little bit circumspect. You can't hammer and hammer and hammer casinos. In fact, Dominator and I have learned that. We got a little greedy when it came to Mississippi, and we kept going down there and, you know, taking a lot of money.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, we were banned from every casino. So you can't be too greedy. You got to keep your betting in check, and you slowly withdraw the money.
Okay, gotcha.
Today we want to talk about blackjack and this legal way of card counting that I guess you developed.
Well, let me tell you something. We developed a card counting system called Speed Count. It was developed by a Canadian named Dan Pronovost. It is the simplest card counting system ever developed.
Perfect.
You can learn it in 15 minutes.
Oh.
You can go in the casino. You can play with an edge. We teach a course in Speed Count. We do it over 2 days. At the end of the first day, the players are able to go in the casino and actually play with an edge. So it really is a great, great card counting system.
Oh,
and,
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, and we have a method of actually playing the hands that's somewhat different than the normal basic strategy because you are counting the cards. And some of the moves we make appear to make us look like idiots. And that's one of the things you want to do when you're in a casino playing blackjack.
Sure.
You want to seem like it's luck.
Yes, you want to look like a drooling idiot. They prefer...
I got no problem with that.
Yes, well...
I do that when I'm not practicing the system. Yeah, that's right. It's born to be a drooling idiot at a blackjack table.
That's what you want to be. You don't want to look like you're intelligent.
So give me like the quick... I know we'll let people know, of course, the website they can go to, and they can, of course, practice all these things and sign up for the classes, but what is the overview of this system?
Okay, what you're basically going to do is you're going to count the small cards.
Okay.
And instead of doing a plus or minus the way most card counting systems do, the traditional and professional ones, you're just simply going to keep track of the 2 through 6s.
Okay.
At the end of a round, you're going to subtract the number of hands from whatever your count is. That's it.
That's
it. If you have 6 players and 6 small cards are out, then it's a plus 6. But there are 6 players, so you minus 6 and you're at 0.
So you just keep track of the small cards. They're each worth like a point.
Right.
And then you do the math in your head. And then at the end of
a round, you subtract how many hands have been played.
Is this for a single deck?
Single deck, double deck, four deck, six, eight. It works with everything.
And what kind of percentage are we talking here? Like a point percent?
We're talking about a 1% edge over the house. Yeah. In blackjack, you're not going to really get monster edges.
Sure.
Right.
You know, the way you can with dice control. You know, dice control, your skill determines what kind of edge you get. At card counting, really, it's just a statistical thing. You bet more when the count favors you. You bet less when it doesn't. And the statistics will work themselves out, but basically you have a 1% edge.
That's cool.
Now, Frank, what about where you sit at the actual table? Like, does it matter if you're to the left, to the right, dead center? Does that matter at all? Because I've always thought that you want to sit like home base.
You mean on third base?
Third base, excuse me.
Home
excuse
base,
me.
I guess.
I know what I'm
home
talking
base.
About.
You're sitting on the dealer's face. You don't do that.
You don't
maybe if she's
on
hot.
The dealer unless she's pretty.
Right, right.
Here's the thing. The traditional card counting systems, high-low and all the rest of them, you want to sit at third base because you want to see as many cards as possible because you're doing a plus and minus as they come out. But with speed count, you want to sit at first base, the exact opposite. And, again, that makes the casinos think, well, you know, you're really not a card counter if you sit at first base. So our system, you sit at first base, look like an idiot. The traditional system, you try to get to third base. That's what they look at, you know, more closely.
Frank, how do you train people to look like idiots?
Well, now, that's not that easy.
I know.
It was Dom and I were playing in Fitzgerald's in Tunica.
Right.
And this was the week where we were banned everywhere. But we were sitting down and we were playing, and Dom was in a costume. He had these gigantic Barry Goldwater glasses on, dirty clothes. And he was playing. In fact, I even asked him because we were in the high roller room. They said, "Sir, you realize this game is $100 minimum." And he went, I can play that.
Sure.
So he really did look like a complete idiot.
So you get into character.
You get right into character, like an actor.
That sounds so much fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Role playing.
They knew who he was anyway, and within 10 minutes we were both tapped on the shoulder and told that we're not allowed ever again to come into Fitzgerald's or they'll arrest us.
Wow.
And, you know, he had these security guards take him out, these monsters. I mean, they looked like they were on steroids. I mean, they had arms
probably
like
were.
A person's head. And and what happened is he was there with these big monsters, and they were taking me out too, and they went, "These are your security guards that are taking you out." And I turned around, and they were these wizened old men. You know, these like they got him out of an old age home.
Yeah,
he had these monsters.
And you got old men.
I had these old men.
What does that say about how tough they think you are, huh?
They think basically I'm a wimp.
Yeah, well, aww. They got a lot of money though. When we have more time, I want to get into. I know you got a whole. You and your wife were a team for a while, taking
yes, we
some
were.
Money. I want to get into that. We still haven't gotten to the story about the gun. What's the website again? Our listeners are very interested in making money.
Okay,
casinos.
GoldenTouchCraps.com.
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 Perfect.
And we sell all our books and tapes and DVDs on that site. So you can go there, and it's free, and it's great to read.
Perfect. Wow. And what a good time to learn, because this weekend at the Palms, Saturday night, mm-hmm. the very sexy cover model of January issue Playboy magazine, Carmen Electra, is going to be dealing blackjack.
Perfect.
What better chance to tell? What better place
so
to test that?
But you definitely want to double down on her.
Yes,
you
bet your ass we do. Hey, thanks a lot, Frank. Appreciate it.
Yeah, let's talk soon.
Frank, he left already. I wanted to say bye to him. Frank Scobletti.
He's a cool dude. Him and Dom.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to meet all the horsemen. That's the plan.
We are?
Learn how to do it. Yeah.
I'm getting all excited to go gambling now. I got the itch, baby.
Well, there you go. You can read the whole article in the October issue of Playboy or Playboy.com all about the 5 horsemen and how much money they've taken Vegas for.
Perfect.
It's impressive. I actually do want to, because I got questions about, like, is it better to try these moves at, like, shitty little casinos, or is it better to try them at, like, a big place, you know, like the MGM or something like that, where you think maybe you get lost in the shuffle?
Probably it's the smaller the better because there's less people looking for it. In my opinion, I don't know.
When we get back, guess the load. Get on the phone now for that. And Mr. Skin, Playboy Morning Show, sexiest radio on Radio Plus, sex toy update from yesterday.
Live from the Mini Mansion.
It's the Playboy Morning Show.